Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The etiquettes of reciting the Noble Quran. Recite the Quran with full attention and contemplate that you are reciting the Quran for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He is listening. Recite the Quran with full attention. Now, if a person understands the meaning, he has studied, he is an alim, then for him the best and the easiest method of concentrating is that he focuses on the meaning. But the vast majority of us, we don't have that level of proficiency in the Arabic language. So how do we concentrate? So this is telling us that recite the full Quran with attention and contemplate that you are reciting the Quran for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He is listening. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to practice upon that. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nuhmaduhu wa nusallim wa nusallim ala rasulihin kareem. Amma ba'd. Fa'audhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal-takum minkum ummatu yad'una ila al-khayr wa ya'muruna bil-ma'rufi wa yanhuna anil munkar wa ula'ika humul muflihun. Sadaqallahu mawlana al-azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there should be from amongst you a group who call towards good and who command the good and who forbid evil, and they are the successful ones. Now, this verse concerns the command of the aspect of Sharia of commanding good, prohibiting evil, calling people towards good. And the first thing to understand is there are two categories of calling towards good and prohibiting evil. There's two categories of this. There is one category that is compulsory on every individual. There is one category of commanding good and prohibiting evil that is compulsory on every individual. Alim or non-alim, you are a Muslim, it is compulsory upon you. The details of that category we will mention tomorrow. Today we are mentioning a different category of commanding good and forbidding evil. And this category is a category which is not farz on every individual. It's not compulsory on every individual. Rather, it's a collective responsibility upon the ummah. In fiqh terms, you call this farz-e-kifaya. Farz means it's compulsory. But farz-e-kifaya means it's not compulsory on every person. It's like if a person passes away, then giving him, bathing his body, carrying out the ghusl, kafan, burying him, It's something that's necessary and it's compulsory to a level. But it's not compulsory on every individual. Rather, it's a collective responsibility on the ummah, on the community. That means if someone passes away in our area, and no one sorts out his bathing, his ghusl, his janazah salah, then everyone will be sinful. But if five of us were to get together, I and a few of the Muslims, and we were to sort everything out, and the rest of the people did not involve themselves, then because of us fulfilling the responsibility, we would get reward and everyone would be absolved of sin. That's what farz-e-kifaya means. So this aspect of calling towards good and prohibiting evil, which we are going to discuss today, is farz-e-kifaya. It's compulsory, but it's a collective responsibility on the ummah. So what does Allah Ta'ala say in this verse? That there should be a group amongst you who calls towards good, who prohibits evil, who commands good. What does this mean? That there should, every era, in every country you can say where Muslims exist, there should be a group of people who take out time to carry out this responsibility. How they do it is up to them. Allah Ta'ala didn't specifically mention a method. It can be verbally. A person thinks that, you know what, I have the ability to deliver bayan, so he does it like that. It can be literally writing. A person thinks, you know what, I know how to write. So he writes leaflets on a topic, he writes a book on a topic with the intention of commanding and prohibiting evil. The method is not fixed by Allah Ta'ala. And in fact, there's a lot of wisdom in this. The wisdom in this is that in every era, the Muslim ummah, the ulama of the Muslim ummah, the people with dini wari, they have, according to the need of the time, chosen different methods. So if Allah Ta'ala restricted it that you can only use this method, then it would have been difficult. But in every year, because Allah Ta'ala didn't restrict it, He said, you have to do it. How you do it is up to you. So because of that, we have that flexibility. And in every year, the ulama, and in the guidance of the ulama, non-ulama as well, they choose different methods. In our time, the ulama have been doing this in every year. In our time, the modern day form of da'wah and tabligh, that is an effort which many non-ulama participate in as well. This is also a form of commanding towards good, prohibiting evil. This is what the verse is saying. Now, what connection does it have to you and I? The first thing, those people who are involved in this form of da'wah and tabligh, commanding good, prohibiting evil, they are taking out the time to carry out this responsibility. We should appreciate them, because if they weren't doing it, we would be sinful. They are fulfilling a responsibility on our behalf, so we should appreciate them. Number one. Number two, if we are the people who are involved in this form of da'wah, tabligh, commanding good, prohibiting evil, then those people who are not involved in it, they're not sinful. So if they're not sinful, we should not look down on them. I, for example, as part of my responsibilities, I take out time, you know, to deliver talks, to do this form of da'wah and tabligh, this form of commanding, prohibiting evil. Now, if there is a musalli who is only worried about himself here, and he fulfills the commands of Allah Ta'ala, but this form of commanding good and prohibiting evil, he's not involved in, then I shouldn't think he's doing anything wrong, because he's not in the eyes of Allah. But this responsibility which Allah Ta'ala has placed on the Ummah is an extremely important responsibility. And it's extremely beneficial. In fact, it wouldn't be incorrect to say that this responsibility is one of the backbones of the preservation of deen. If this responsibility, the Ummah stops doing it, it doesn't take long for deen to disappear. And there are places where that has happened. There are countries where entire Muslim communities have basically forsaken this responsibility, and one or two generations deen has disappeared. So when that is the case, number one, as many of us can take part in this responsibility as possible, we should do so. Now, how can we take part? Number one, there is one method that through which everyone can take part in this responsibility. What is that? Make dua for this effort. Anyone who is involved in any form of commanding good, prohibiting evil, make dua for them. And it's very easy. Make a general dua that, oh Allah, all those people who are making effort for the deen, help them, support them. Number one. Number two, financially help them if you can. Any effort of propagation of deen, prohibiting good, forbidding evil, whether it's in the form of a madrasa, whether it's in the form of a markaz of da'wah and tabligh, whether it's in the form of some other institute, whether it's here or abroad, the people who are doing it, they're fulfilling a responsibility on our behalf. When that is the case, then as much as we can do so financially for them, we should do so. Number two. And number three, physically, however much we can do, the more we can do, the better. If you can especially take out time, alhamdulillah. If we can't, then see, what can I do? Maybe we can take a little responsibility. Maybe I can take a responsibility of cleaning the masjid. You also take part in the effort. Because the masjid runs for the purpose of Amr bil Ma'ruf, Nahi anil Munkar, and Da'wah and Tabligh. Maybe this much responsibility, the masjid is asking, you know, we need someone to do this. You do that. Maybe you can take out time every week and participate in the gush, alhamdulillah. But whatever you can physically do so as well. But whether you can do that or not, the first two every person should do. Dua. Number two, financially, however much we can help. And also appreciate them as much as we can. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give firstly myself, thereafter all of us the tawfiq to practice among this. Ameen.